Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Re-Up Radio. I'm your boy, Tony Re-Up. It's another Friday, so you know what we're doing. This is what we do. This is the WFSO Radio Network, and it's another show. We're having fun. So I'm going to play this song and kind of get you in tune on what we're going to be talking about today. My co-host, Tony Martin. Got some fresh guests, fresh callers. We're going to have fun, chill out, kick it. I'm having a kind of rough morning. Some shit was going on, but we're going to get into it, man. So I'll let your boy.
Spinderella cut it up one time. Come on.
Let's talk about sex.
I think I got myself together. I'm kind of having a fucking bad morning, but we're going to shake all that and get everything right. Oh, this show will be explicit, so I might say some things this morning, because like I said, the way the morning is going is kind of rough. So I'm here with my co-host. Are you there, Miss Lady?
Yes, I am.
Hey, what's going on? Tell all the people who you are.
This me, Tara. Shouting out all my friends. Thank y'all for listening. I'm here. I'm ready to talk and get this debate going.
That's what's going on. We kind of missing one of the co-hosts, but eventually I'm pretty sure he'll call in, Mr. Marley. You know, things go on in life, so I kind of understand it because my morning ain't all that. But we're going to get into a few things today. Oh, yeah, today, all day, the whole show for the next 2 hours. You remember the box. Do you remember the box, Miss Lady?
Yeah, I used to watch the box.
I got in trouble for the box, but I ain't never do the shit at home. Like, I used to go to my guy's house and use their phone and order that shit. I wasn't playing with Jackie. I wasn't going there I wasn't trying to. So, yeah, that's all the songs that's played on today's show, Inspired by the Box. If it had a number, it will get played. So if I told somebody I was going to play their music, I got y'all next week. I guarantee. You know, I'm a man of my word. But this week, it's all about the box. All box shit. That's what we're doing. That's what I'm doing today. Like, the box was the shit, man. That was the. Yeah. Was it Channel 7 or was it Channel 8? Some people be saying that. I remember 8. Like,
I don't know. I think it was 8.
That's what I said, man. I was having a debate last night. Like, man, what the. So, okay. Apparently, my other co-host is online, but I don't really see him. So he's telling me that he here, but I don't see his number. So I think he fucked up. That's just really what happened. He fucked up because he hitting me up like, man, I'm there, and I'm like, man, no the fuck you ain't. You're giving me all these extra ass numbers, man. But we gonna get to it. Now I understand why he wasn't online. He was online, but he wasn't online because I got, man, the numbers just confused. So he here, man. Oh, another thing I want, like, damn, like, people get famous and the IRS automatically getting your business. So shouts out to K Michelle. I don't really want to say shouts out to K Michelle, but she owed the IRS $60,000. So she needs to go here. Already. That's what I said. I'm like, man, already? Like, man, you just got famous. Like, you already
celebrities. Like, for real. Like, how do you, we as average regular people, we pay our taxes, but y'all people making millions of dollars and y'all want to pay y'all taxes.
And you know they got the different kind of IRS. You know they, you know, with entertainers, I think they be trying to pull slick ones. You know, they be getting shows, a lot of shows, and I think a lot of, like, in-house performances be like street cats or people that's kind of shady, so they give them cash, and I think they be thinking it's cool or that they ain't reporting that, and I don't know what happened, but I know, man, people better start paying their taxes and their child support. These people ain't playing with nobody. So, got to get that in order. So let me let our other host in, because, you know, he gave me the wrong information. What's going on, Tony Marley, man?
What's happening, fam?
Man, what's going on, man?
Nothing much.
You pulled the Fugazi on me, man. I ain't know where you was calling from, man. You got you on the mystery.
Man, read your messages, nigga. What's happening, fam?
I got the messages, but I got you, man. I got you last night, man. That's what I was expecting. You know, that's the numbers I was expecting, so that's my fault.
I'm already knowing. That's why I tried to hit you this morning. It's all good, family. What's happening, Radio family?
Man, let the people know who you are, man. If people don't know who you are, but no, everybody should be listening. More people, we probably got new listeners. So let everybody know who you are, man.
Man, my name is Tony Marley, City Avenue, Bank Music, Occupy the Hood, Milwaukee. Man, you know, I'm just about black power and black love, family.
That's what's going on, man. That's definitely what's up. So, yeah, man, like I said, we were just chopping it up about K. Michelle O and the IRS. And I don't know, man. Like, man. That's that. I don't know, rich people problems, I guess. I don't know if she's rich. I don't know her financial situation.
Fuck the IRS. I owe the IRS.
Hey, no bullshit. I owe the IRS for a little bit. I owe them $187. I don't fuck with them people. I'm going to keep it real, man. I don't really be messing with the IRS.
They not playing about their money, fam.
Hey, no, man. I swear I was trying to help a friend before, man. This was probably 2008. I just know she owed the IRS $5,000. She paid off I helped her pay the $5,000 off, and they tell her that, oh, that was just the interest. I'm like, oh, yeah, man. I need my money. That's just the interest. Like, man, these people don't be playing. They definitely ninjas. So I advise everybody, man, to I don't do the accounting. Listen, y'all know how to. It's simple, man. It's 2013. Your iPhone, everything got a percentage calculator. It's not hard to read a book. I need people to go find out what the taxes is in each state, figure out where you're doing shows at, and pay them people their money. It's a lot cheaper to just pay them people their money than playing and hiring lawyers and accountants. I ain't got time for all that, man. Oh, and
Like,
I don't know. But, the gang punched somebody else, but this time it's kind of a closer connect. Well, it ain't no more because he played for the Detroit Pistons now. But apparently the game and Brandon Jennings was in the same club over the weekend or earlier this week, whenever the heck it was, and Game ended up punching Brandon Jennings. So shout out to Brandon Jennings for getting punched in the mouth by rapper The Game.
That's what happened when you try to lead the Bucks, nigga.
Man,
you get punched in your mouth by rapper.
That was my word. You didn't get punched in your mouth when you play for the Bucks. But apparently, when you play for Detroit, you get punched in your mouth.
That's another punch to the gut to the city that's bankrupt, son.
Man, they don't even respect you, man. You starting off, the season ain't even starting, getting punched in the mouth. I don't know, man. I guess the whole thing, they just wouldn't let it go. They tried to break it up, but they ended up having to shut the club down. You know, those are the reports of what happened. So, shouts out to Game. Hey, I'm kind of, man, good looking Game. I ain't going to lie, man, for the city, man. You can't, you know, that was disrespectful. You to leave. I don't know. Why everybody leave Milwaukee and go get, like, is it that bad that you left Milwaukee and everybody took less money? That's the funny part about it. Like, they was crying about
Milwaukee
money.
The Bucks ain't won Brandon Jennings, though, at the same time, you know. And I don't really blame him, fam. Like, he was a bum. He shot too much and didn't make enough.
We did want Brandon Jennings.
I'm talking about the Bucks organization. I don't want nobody who don't want to play for Milwaukee. I stay in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's cold as a motherfucker up here. You know what I'm saying? We don't get no fuck. We got a beautiful lake downtown. Either fuck with us or don't. Larry Sanders loved the deal. I fuck with Larry Sanders.
Larry, a real dude too. That's another cat I ran into a few times. That cat, man, that nigga don't know he getting money now. Like, he ain't rich because, you know, he's still under rookie contract. He wasn't, like, top draft pick, but
that nigga just like us, bro.
Yeah, no,
he's a real dude. I fuck with dog, man. I fuck with Larry Sanders for real. I'm going to get into a couple tracks, play a couple tracks, get back into it. We definitely going to get into our topic, which is wrap it up or not to wrap it up. We got a few people that's on hold that we need to stay on hold for right now, and we'll get them into the conversation and talks. But I'll let your boy, man.
Thanks.
Girl, you look good, want you back that ass up. You's a fine motherfucker, want you back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy, acting up while my little BG's on the bus putting out cigarette butts. But me personally, playboy, I don't give a fuck. And I'm always show love to my cut. Hit the club and light the bitch up. Cash money model with a drink till we throw up. Nigga, perk the hoe out, guaranteed I can fuck. Whoa, they cause I'm tattooed and balled up. With that, I'm iced up. Rolex bezeled up and my pinky ring is platinum plus. Earrings be trillion cuts and my grill be slugged up. My heart deal with anger cause nigga, I don't give a fuck. Stack my cheese up cause one day I'ma get his street life up. Jeez, I don't discuss. A nigga out of line gon' get his motherfucking head bucked. Cash money, millionaire plus. Don't touch up, nigga, you can't fuck. 20 inches with TVs as a must. By the year 2000, I'ma gut out my fuck.
My little nigga 17, playing with six figures. Got so much ice, you can skate on a nigga. When you see cash money, you know we stay close. Get your girl down bad, you know we straight toast. Seen a kid yet that can stunt like mine. Seen a Mariette that can run like mine. 1999, and his eye will turn to shine. 50 or better on our wrist, and it all blind. Going back until I die, drink till I faint. Till a nigga tell me I need help. Drink my nigga baby told me work, nigga, trick to them hoes. Nigga baby told me work, nigga, it's better than treating your nose. I'm the freak of the clique. Keep it on the tuck, so I creep on a bitch. And I play wrong, never sleep with a bitch. Keep it real with my niggas, never weak for a bitch. Never weak for a bitch, nigga.
Every time I come around your city, bang, bang. Pinky ring, word about bitty, bang, bang. Every time I buy a new ride, bang, bang. The rentals on your car, I'ma buy, bang, bang. Every time I come around your city, bang, bang. Pinky ring, word about bitty, bang, bang. Every time I buy a new ride, bang, bang. The rentals on your car, I'ma buy.
The nigga with the legs bubba. Candy coated helicopter with the leather cover. If you fucking, I fucking take off the rubber. Then toss that bitch, nigga, cause I don't love her. All up, Maddie bought a private plane. Then turned around and sold that bitch to Juve and Wayne. They put 30 in the Lorenzo's on this thing, man. I know them niggas out there just don't understand.
I'm a 1999 driver. I'm a uptown three-wall Magnolia TC5. Oh, he can ass, always touching. Big ballin' ass nigga, you can see him when he coming. Boot it up, diamond up. Gold be shining up, motherfuckers be blinding up. Niggas at the second line be saying, I be damn. Up in their best fist saying, Juve got me a game.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Think it rang words about bitty, bling, bling. Every time I buy a new guy, bling, bling. Lorenzo's on your grandma.
That nigga with the ice on me. If it costs less than 20, it don't look right on me. I stay flossed out all through the week. My money long, if you don't know, I'm the BG. I be fucking niggas' bitches all in their home. Niggas be like, look at that Benz on all that chrome. Diamonds worn by everybody that's in my clique. Man, I got the price of a mansion around my neck and wrist. My nigga baby getting a special built machine. A Mercedes Benz 700 B14. I know you niggas can't believe that. I can't wait to see your haters face when you see that. Man, look at that. Niggas wear some shit just to stand on side of me. Hoes, they take that chain off, boy, you're blinding me. All day my phone ringing, bling, bling, bling. You can see my earring from a mile, bling, bling.
Bling, bling, every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Think it rang word about bitty, bling, bling. Every time I buy a new guy, bling, bling. The rental on sugar, I'm a child, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Think it rang word about bitty, bling.
Radio, and that was Juvenile, BG, Bling Bling, Back That Ass Up. That was my shit. I'm starting to feel like I don't know what to say when I like a song no more. Cause like last week I was like, man, saying my shit, that's my shit. That shit sound gay. Well, I don't like saying that shit no more. So I gotta say it when I say it. I gotta say it in a different voice. Like I don't know what to fucking say no more. Like I don't know what it is. Something just hit me one day. I'm like that, man. I don't know what it is. Shit just hit me, and I'm like, dog, I ain't saying that shit no more. That shit sound gay. But
why does men think everything just sounds gay?
I don't know about men, man. Just me personally, man. I be thinking shit sound gay. That's just me. I be like, dog, that shit sounds super, super duper gay. And I ain't saying that shit no more. That shit, like I just, like that shit I just said, that shit sounded gay. That super duper shit, that shit gay. Like, that's just me. Like, I don't like to, like, for real, like, people take, like, when cat, like, if I'm talking to my nigga, if a nigga text me K, I ain't talking to him no more. Just, like, that's gay, bro. Don't text me K.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, you can't just type
this
one letter.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is you doing, bro? Don't text me gay. That's weird. Don't text me gay, man. Dead End, what's going on with you, man? You in the building?
I'm in this bed. Bang, bang.
Good, man. What's going on this morning with you, man? Let everybody know who you are.
Man, I'm Bank Music, Dead End Zone, you know what I'm saying? You know, basically, you already know who I am, the artist from Bank Music. I'm Dead End. Pushing my music for the kids and my money. You already know. I'm right here feeding my daughter now.
That's what's up. Yeah, so there's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of shit going on in the world. Gay people, I mean, no, you know what? I'm an internet person. Like, no, I didn't, because I didn't try to say it like that, man. Like, but
yes,
I was watching. Huh?
I said, yes, you are.
No, for real, I didn't. No, I was just watching the internet. I don't know if, see, y'all don't be on the internet like I do. Like, I'm an internet freak. Like, I seen, it was like a transsexual and this dude, they was fighting. It wasn't a good outcome for dude. Like, he was getting beat up. And that's not the worst part. Like, he was getting beat up. And you know how, like, you get a cat on the ground and you start beating him up. Like, the gay dude, the transsexual had some short shorts on, and I don't know if the underwear and shit was fitting right. Like, that shit was nasty, man. I just search shit. Yeah, like, for real. Like, his manhood. That's what I'm going to say. See, I figured out how to say it. His manhood was hanging all over, dog, and shit. That shit was weird. Like, I don't know, man. Certain shit be weird to me. You got to be cautious about this shit, man. Marley, what's going on, man?
What's happening, fam? I'm not watching that shit, fam. I'm not even watching that. When I see that shit, I'm pressing a little X in the corner, man.
That's what I did, but it was like it was in the fight. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I wanted to see the fight because I just had to. Because I'm like one of them people, like, if they showing this, it's a reason they showing it. So I knew dude was finna get his ass whooped. Like, I just knew it. Like, I ain't know his meat was gonna show out. They didn't put that in the caption. They ain't, like, usually they put that type of shit in the caption.
They do?
Yeah, like for real, no bullshit. World, I fuck with World Star because they be letting you know some gay shit about to happen. I don't know if they watched the fight. I don't know what the fuck happened, but the person who put that one on World Star didn't give me the parentheses and shit that the meat was going to fall out. That shit was weird. Like, dog, this nigga on top of you and his meat hanging out, it's hitting your neck and shit.
Man, yeah, that's OC every time.
You get beat up. You getting beat up by a dude with micro brains.
Hey, some of them niggas be. I mean, they niggas, fam. Even though they out here sucking dick and shit,
they
males, fam.
They definitely
men
first.
The best fighter.
No, they're males. They not men. They males. It's not
yeah,
son.
Yeah, they not men. They definitely not that, man. But, like I said, man, we might as well get into it, man. We're going to get into our topic because I feel like that's what we should get into, man. And it's a big topic. Like, to me, it's a big question. Like, I don't know. Like, people say it is cool. Like, people always hit you with the advertisements, like, oh, use condoms and, you know what I'm saying? But, like, really, the question is to wrap up or not to wrap up. So we're going to try to get everybody online, get everybody situated or whatnot. And see what's going on with the situation and get into this topic, man. Everybody copacetic, everybody ready to get into it. So basically, man, I'm asking everybody, man, the question of the day is, like, really, like, do you wrap up with everybody? Or you, like, how do you decide who not to wrap up with? Like,
yes. Wrap it up.
Wrap
most
it
definitely.
Up.
Yes. Yeah.
You gotta wrap it up, huh? I mean,
yeah.
I'm a person. I'm a keeper. I can't stand condoms. Like, I'm gonna keep it real. I can't stand condoms with a passion. Like, I hate condoms. I hate everything they stand for.
Man, you hate another person?
I can't stand condoms. I can't stand condoms. Like, I never liked them, man. Like, they don't feel right. I done tried all kind of condoms, and they just don't. I don't know. I don't like them. I don't like condoms. Like, I'm not a fan of condoms. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, I can't, man, me and condoms do not get along. I'm like 9 times out of 10, no bullshit. If a chick be like, you going to put on a condom? I'm like, yeah, we ain't finna even fuck no more. Like,
damn, G.
I told you I was
going
to say some shit that motherfuckers be like, what the, like, for real, this real, like, I'm a, man, I told you, I'm just straight up.
So you just going to get tested every time you knock anything down.
Man, right. Pretty, like, look, not every time, but in the midst of, I don't fuck around no more, so I don't, like, I ain't wild like I used to be. Like, I lived a wild.
So it don't even matter no more.
No, it don't, it's not, no, I still get tested. It's not, no, I mean, I'm saying, what I'm saying is that when I was wilding, I was tested all, like, I used to get tested all the time. Like, Planned Parenthood and my doctor, man, she was like, man, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing, I used to just tell her I'm paranoid of getting shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to tell her, like, I got a girlfriend, but I just don't trust her, so I just get tested. But that ain't really what was going on. Like, at one point in my life, like I was, huh?
You just wanted to get tested.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I was really fucking that much. Like, I was really four chicks a day. Like, 4 different chicks. Like, man, that shit, man. I'm telling you, man, it's the world I was in. When you in the world that I was in, and like chicks just, man, like, man, and I can't stand condoms. I'm surprised my dick didn't fall off. I'm gonna keep it real, and that's how I know chicks be lying about using condoms and shit. Cause I be like, dog, y'all lying. Like, I be seeing chicks on Facebook like, yeah, I make sure you lying, fam, cause I fucked you. And I ain't never even talked about condoms. Like, I don't know. That's why I try to look at people's surroundings. Like, it's hard to tell if a motherfucker got a disease or not. Like, but I be like, I check your house out. Like, it's certain signs that I'ma leave. Like,
this nigga, it is hard to tell.
It is, but it's certain signs that I looked for, like shit that I look for, like I ain't fucking no chick without no furniture. I ain't fucking no chick with dirty kids. Like, I ain't fucking no chick that her bed ain't made.
Dirty what?
Huh?
You said dirty what?
Kids.
You say that same sex? Okay, that's same sex. She got furniture. And her tongue is clean. Fuck it, I believe you, baby.
That's my version of safe sex, bro. I don't fuck, like, because I don't understand. Sex don't feel good with condoms. Like, that shit don't even feel right. Like,
hey, like, you're not letting me get into the conversation now, man. I feel you, bro. I've been wanting to agree the whole time, bro.
Oh, they can
know
me.
Huh? Oh, man. Hey, if you don't know who this is, man, this is her Quinn for Bang Music, man.
There's other ways to practice safe sex about condoms, though.
You said what?
You don't necessarily have to use condoms to practice safe sex, so.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what. Listen, man, all these, and I'm not, and I don't, like I said, I don't like to knock nobody for, like, you can't knock a person for using condoms, but most sex is done in the dark, right? Most people meet people late night, fucking
right.
Is done. At late night, so right. Ain't no lights on anyway. So if you put a condom on, you doing all that, you ain't seen what her vagina look like. These chicks ain't seen what the pubic areas look like on dudes. So, man, you get hurt.
I watch.
Man, I feel
hey, you. Man. Niggas don't always have sex in the dark, man. I like to look in her eyes and everything on the slow ground.
Listen, man.
I'm on the slow ground.
I fuck during the daytime, but I'm like, man, when I was in, man, it's just, I'm not finna, man, listen, man, I'm just.
I got to look at it. I need to look it straight in the face. It's looking me in the eyes. I'm looking it in the eyes. You know what I'm saying?
And that don't mean she clean.
Nah, of course not. But I'm not having unprotected sex, man, with women who I'm not in a committed relationship with.
Oh, What's the difference? You don't know what they doing, and you don't know what you're doing. Like, you, like, people.
Man, I don't know. I think I know where my dick was last week.
No, but you don't know where her
pussy
was.
Do you know where her pussy was last week?
I do. I do.
No, you
yes,
don't.
I do.
No, you
man,
don't.
It was in the jeans, fam. Like, listen, all women ain't whores, bro. All women ain't whores, fam. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody's
at
saying
the end
that.
Of the day, I'm just saying, we adults, we can keep it real. It's like, if you don't fuck around with another nigga, keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I expect that.
Come on,
shit.
Man. How many people keep it real? If
3%. Who? 3%. 3%
okay.
of the world.
If everybody kept it real, then it wouldn't be no type of STDs going around. It wouldn't be AIDS going around. If everybody kept it real and protected themselves, then
it
wouldn't be
no type of STDs. If we go and get tested and you clean, you know what I'm saying, then we can have unprotected sex. Other than that, I'm good.
Come on. Let's keep it real. Who's sleeping with someone? Okay, say you start using condoms. Who the hell go with their girlfriend after y'all been together 3 months? Say you sleep with her for 3 months using condom. I don't know nobody who do that shit. It'd be 3 times you sleep with her with a condom. That shit over. But anyway, who go sleep with their girlfriend? Listen, man, I volunteered at Planned Parenthood for like 2 years. I ain't see too many couples coming in like, oh, we're just getting tested before we have unprotected sex. Who does that?
I don't know, but I keep papers on deck at all times. Like, so I don't have to go with you. I got this paper right here to say I'm clean. Let me see yours.
But I'm saying we both know that STDs live dormant in people's bodies for months and years.
Right.
Like, you know how many people got herpes and don't know it? The average person have herpes for 6 months before they know it. So if they don't know for 6 months, they done got tested. And then 90% of the time when people go get STD tests, they don't even get herpes tests. Like, a lot of people go to Planned Parenthood because it's free.
They just go to get an AIDS test, or women go get a chlamydia test.
Yeah, like, they don't even test. Most doctors and stuff don't even test for herpes unless there's an outbreak, because there's no reason, because there's a false positive, there's a false negative all the time. You know how many people run around in Milwaukee with herpes? And don't know it. You know how many people, how many cats, dudes I know that I know chick, like, dog, your girl got herpes, bro. Bro, I just got tested. Look, man, she got herpes, though, for real. So it's like.
And that's all the better of why people should go get tested and people should wrap it up.
Man, I need to be able to make a hypothesis, fam. I got to be able to make an educated guess, fam.
Milwaukee ain't too small. That's just what hoes and hoe niggas say, man. That ain't, man. Milwaukee is not that damn small, man. Milwaukee big as shit, bro.
We one of the biggest cities in America. We one of the biggest, largest cities in America as far as population and size of the city. People just say that because they go to Chicago. Like, Chicago ain't one of the biggest cities in America. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, Milwaukee's small. This motherfucker ain't small. You keep messing with the same people. You don't never leave the hood.
Yeah, like if you in a ten block radius outside besides the club, then you're in Milwaukee small, I guess. But Milwaukee big. I done been to a lot of places, man. And then Facebook make it worse, like, because if Milwaukee was so small, I would have met all these chicks on Facebook already. Not log on to Facebook if you horny, man. Like, that's the worst shit ever. Like, Facebook give you too much access to women, like. It'd be women you never a bump into. You like, man, I don't know. But, like, for real, I'm serious. Condoms, me and condoms is not friends. And luckily, like, no bullshit, I never had an STD until I got out of jail. No bullshit. I was, and then that sounded gay. That sounded weird as a bitch. But, no, I was
I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah, man. I correct myself all the time. Like, for real, that shit sounded. No, I was messing with this chick. And I guess she was fucking with whoever she was fucking with, and I still was fucking with her when I got out, so we had sex. And I was fucking her with no condom before I went to jail, so I continued that. And then, yeah, I went to the doctor, and they was like, yeah, you got chlamydia. And I was pissed. Like, I was pissed, but I wasn't really pissed at her. I was pissed at myself, like, damn, man. So now I be thinking a different way about sex with no condoms, but I still don't fuck with condoms. I guess that's why I got a girlfriend now, because I can't do, like, man, for real, like, condoms is not what's up. It's too much extra shit. Like, I've been on, like, stop kicking it with a chick and a turnaround and like, got to open a condom, and then I got to put that motherfucker on, Then I got to, man, that shit fuck up moves. I ain't got time for that shit, man. I just be want to fuck, like, for real. Like, I be just trying to make good decisions. I ain't going to lie. Me and condoms is not friends. And it's a lot of people that say condoms and they friends, but they not. Condoms expensive, too. Why the fuck condoms cost so much? Like, if you want, like, for real, if you want people to have safe sex, condoms should be cheaper. And I can't wear them. I can't wear those free Planned Parenthood condoms. They don't fit. That shit don't work. So I can't do that. Shouts out to motherfuckers who can't, because I would rack up if I could use them motherfuckers. For real, I would use them motherfuckers if I could, but I can't. I can't use them motherfuckers. They not for me. They for other people. So that's my take on, for real, like, condoms. I just, like, but then, like, when do you stop using, like, when you with somebody, when do you stop using condoms with a person? Like, if you a person that used condoms, when do you stop using condoms?
Whenever I feel comfortable, you know what I'm saying? Shit. It all depends, because 9 times out of 10, I'm not messing with no chick who gon', you know what I'm saying, let me hit on the first night anyway. So, you know, we might not even be intimate until we get comfortable, and, you know, that might switch things up. But I'm using condoms until I'm ready to have a child with this person. Keeping it real, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you. That's what's up. See, we just, man, that's why I fuck with you. But we be having totally different views. Like, I don't fuck with chicks if they don't let me fuck. Like, you got, like, 48 hours to let me fuck. I ain't playing. Like,
you said what?
Like, for real, because listen.
Let you give somebody a time limit.
I mean, I don't tell her.
This nigga said 48 hours.
I don't tell her that out loud, but in my head, I'm like, man, you got about, man. Like,
that's expiration?
72 hours. Because if I can kick, like, if we kick it, like, if maybe if we kick it one day, then we don't kick it for, like, a week, then you got more time. But, like, if we kick it 3 days in a row, and I don't fuck, I ain't interested. Like, for real. Like, I ain't fucking with you, man.
Oh,
like,
so
I
you only interested in fucking, though? That's different.
No,
it's
not.
About that.
No, it's not. No,
hey, no. Listen, you don't want to get to know the person. You just want to hit it.
I'm going to keep it real with y'all, because I don't know how y'all feel about this, but this is how I feel about sex, for real, real talk. You don't know a motherfucker until after y'all fuck. Like, you ever met a dude, and he be cool, he answer all your text messages, he be so nice, y'all go out to eat, like, y'all spend so much time, he make sure he call you every day, y'all sit on the phone for hours, and y'all had the most beautiful talks ever, and then you fuck. And then you call him and text him. He don't text that much no more. He ain't so attentive no more. You find out a lot of shit after you have sex. Like you could really like I be really liking chicks. Like, for real. Like, man, she the shit. Like, she cool. Then I fuck. I'm like, dog, she annoying as a bitch. Like, her voice. Like, damn. Like, for real, you've been dressing.
That's the thing. You could have found that out before you hit her, though.
You can't know.
No.
You can't see this shit until after you hit. Like, if I like you after we fuck, you the shit. But you can be the shit before we fuck. Like, just your appearance, the way you smell, that should be nice. Like, damn, you the shit. But then, like, your kids can be bad. Like, before I hit, like, they be funny. Like, I come in your house and they jump on me. I'm like, oh, you know, that should be cool. But then, you know, After you hit, you like, damn, these motherfucking kids bad as a bitch. Like, God, don't tell these motherfuckers. I don't know. I just start getting annoyed about shit. Like, I don't be, like, for real. Like, I don't get to know a chick until after I fuck. Like, after I fuck, I know if I really like you. So, I be trying to get that shit out the way. I don't be want to spend 6 months with no chick. And then I fucking like, nah, I done wasted my motherfucking time where I don't even like her like that, man. That's just me, man. I'm not with all that. I don't believe in all that it takes, that sex rules and shit. I just like to fuck when we, if you want to fuck and I want to fuck, we fucking. I ain't got time for all that shit, y'all. I don't know what the fuck that is, man. That's that. I don't know.
Man,
like, I have
it's called discipline, my nigga.
That's some shit you want to do. I feel that's what you want to do. I respect. I was with a chick and she had a 3-month rule. And as you can see, we ain't together. I'm fucking wait. Like, cause you in 3 months, you don't. For real. Listen, if you wait 3 months, listen, I'm gonna keep it real. If you kick it with a chick every...
You should have hit it with 72-hour rule then.
No, man. Listen, she was cool. She was dope, for real. And I really, like, for real, I really liked her. We still cool, but we fell into the friend zone. And three, like, man, I'm not bad. After, like, the first month, I just, like, dog, she cool. Like, she friend type shit. If I can be cool with you for a month, we hanging out, we, like, kissing type shit. But then you just start falling into, like, just my friend type shit. Like, because I don't really want to fuck you. Like, because then it's like, okay, after 3 months up, right? So then it's like a planned thing, because now she's waiting for the 3 months because she really wanted to been fucked, and then I'm waiting for the 3 months, so now we know when we going to fuck. That's like some planned sex shit. That shit's some weird-ass cult shit. I can't plan sex. I just like to fuck. Like, I don't know. Like when I go to a chick house, and or if I'm talking to a chick, and she be like, don't come over. Like, don't be. I'm like, I ain't going over her house. Like, I'm just going to tell her I ain't coming, because I hate chicks who think like that, because I'd be like, you just want to fuck, and now you finna be trying not to fuck, because I don't be on it, I don't plan sex, I just want to, like, if it happened, it happened, and me and you chilling watching a movie, I don't know the last time I watched a movie with a chick that wasn't in a movie theater that I watched the whole movie. Like, if you invite me over to your house for a movie, that means we fucking. That's what that means to me. Like, that means,
man, what?
Duh, that is sex fuck. Like, if a chick be like, ooh, come over and watch a movie, or a dude be like, oh, you want to come watch a movie? That's sex talk,
so
man.
A woman can't call a man over just, you know what I'm saying, to converse and be in his company without her giving up her body to him?
Do she say a movie? No. Do you say, do you want to watch a movie? Don't nobody talk during a movie. You can't learn nothing during no movie. Huh?
It depends on what kind of movie that you watch. I don't know. I mean, because I done sat and just chilled and watched movies with chicks. If a woman called me over and she want to fuck, she grown enough to say, can you bring me some dick? Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, now.
Yeah, every chick ain't out like that. Every chick ain't bold like that. Some chicks got to say, man, you want to watch a movie?
If they fucking you, within 72 hours, nigga, they bold. They bold as a motherfucker.
Bro,
that's
every,
a bold move.
Chicks fuck within 72 hours. You can't find, man. You find me a chick that ain't never fucked nobody in 72 hours, bro. I'm gonna show you a picture.
It ain't about it being a woman who ain't never did it. It's about, you know what I'm saying, it being a woman who don't do it with everybody. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Come on,
exactly.
Man. Nobody saying everybody.
Exactly.
Man. Nobody saying everybody. I think I'm special for real. Oh, the fuck, man. I'm
special. You are. You three special.
Man, I'm special. I need a check and I'm special, man. Like, for real. Like, I don't. Like, chicks like to fuck too. And 72 hours is a long ass time. Y'all act like that ain't no fucking. That's a long ass time, man. Like,
that's a long ass time?
Hell yeah, man. You know how much you can get to know. Man, you can know everything about a person almost in 72 hours, man. Like, that shit tell a lot, man. 72 hours.
Only after you fuck them, though, right?
You gonna learn what they want to tell you within that 72 hours.
Hey, that's the shit that I want to hear then, because I be on a fucking 72. Because that's why you talk to a person. Why do you talk? Come on, man. When you meet a motherfucker, like, when you walking down the street and you see a person, let's get dead in on this conversation, man. I kind of had him muted, man. That's my bad. Dead in. You there, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, man. But, like, listen. Instead, like, for real, like, when you meet a person, you see him walking down the street, the initial attraction is physical, right? Like, I don't talk. Like, when I see a chick across the mall, I ain't like, ooh, he look like she's smart. Like, what the fuck? Like, oh, it look like me and her going to have some good-ass conversations. Like, no, man. Like, damn, I want to fuck her. That's what it is, man. Like, that's how my brain works. Like, if I don't want to fuck you, then I don't want to be with you. Why would I want to be with somebody that I'm not sexually, like, I want to fuck? Like, I don't care what nobody else think, but if I want to fuck you, then I want to fuck you. So, That's how I pick people that I end up talking to and getting to know, period. I don't meet people and be like, I really want to get to know her because it looks like she's educated. No, I don't know if you educated. I see your face, I see your ass, or whatever it may be, and that's what I wanna know. That's what attracts me to chick.
Right here.
I don't say she
has fucked up.
Huh?
That's fucked up.
Dumb as a doorbell.
No, listen. I don't listen. When I see her from across the room, I don't know if she's dumb or smart. The initial reason I walk up to her is because I'm attracted to her. Now, after you meet and greet with a person, and you that, like, how long do you spend? Like, you it got to be something about that person that you even exchange numbers. So first it's the attraction to get me to want to give you my number or ask for your number. Then it's the brief conversation we're going to have that, like, okay, yeah, I want her number still. And then after that, it's like, okay, I want to, like, it's more to it. So, okay, she was intelligent enough for me to talk to her. And, like, I mean, even a dumb person can hold a five-minute conversation to get a number. You might think she's all right. I mean, like, you can trick a motherfucker in 5 seconds, 10 minutes, whatever the fuck it is. A dumb motherfucker can play smart for 10 minutes. Just after that 10 minutes, shit get a little iffy. That's just me.
I mean, all that being said, I do believe, you know what I'm saying, that I can look at a woman and see more than the ass, or see more than her body, or see more than her beauty, you know what I'm saying? I see her as another human being more than I see her as an ass or something to be, you know what I'm saying, to be fucked. I don't see her as no possession, G. You know what I mean? So that's probably why I look at it a little different. You say,
what do possession got to do with anything that has, I don't need to own you or you to be my, to fuck.
Now, what you saying, it sounds, you know what I'm saying, good, but in theory, when you get to talk, man, Sam, you just said that if a woman don't give you her body in 72 hours, you know what I'm saying, then she ain't worthy of fucking with you.
No, I didn't say she not worthy. I just said I'm not, like, listen, I think different. I'm not one of them people that's like, oh, yeah, I'm too good. No, it ain't that. It's just, this is me. It's plenty chicks that got different morals. Like, it's a moral thing. Like, some people want to do this and some people want to do that. That's cool. Some chicks think if we talk on the phone for 2 weeks and we don't kick it, and then when I fuck you on the first time you come see me, that's different because we knew each other for 2 weeks. I mean, that's cool. It's a mindset, and I don't trip on nobody's mindset. I ain't mad. I don't get mad if a chick don't want to fuck in 72. I'm not going to be mad or talk about her or bash her. We can still be cool, but... Man, listen, I'm gonna tell you right now. Any chick I ever messed with, we done fucked in 72 hours. Ain't a chick that I know that we, like, if we kicked it, like, if we just talked on the phone, that don't count. That time don't count. And it's a lot of niggas' chicks that I done fucked. So it's like, Milwaukee is not small. Like, I done fucked, like, a lot. Like, all them, like, I ain't trying to be brat. Like, them Facebook chicks that catch me thirsty, like, man, I've been hit that. I mean, when I was 16, 17, like, that shit, man. Chicks like the fuck, man. I don't be on that. I just don't tell. Like, I'm a private person. Like, I tell you I did a lot, but I'm not going to tell you who, like, oh, yeah, her, this. And I ain't got to brag about it. Like, man, niggas know. Like, you ever been in a hood with me? Chicks pull up all the time. Like, oh, yeah, I know her from Facebook. Like, yeah, okay. So it's just, listen, man, 72 hours is, like, I got ADHD. You got to do something to keep my attention.
It's fucked up out here, man.
I got ADHD.
We're going to play a couple tracks and get back at it, man. This is just my real opinion. I'm thinking how I feel, man. This is just really me. This is just me. But we'll get back at it. Hopefully, man, we chop it up a little more, man. People getting kind of quiet. I think y'all just trying to listen to what I'm saying. But that's just me, man. So we're going to get into this Aaliyah, and we're going to play a couple of this Easy, and then we're going to get back at it.
Bang.
All right.
I've been watching.
I'll be waiting there with my trust, my love, my just so I'm low key. If you tell the world, oh boy, see I'm trusting you with my heart, my soul.
Talking about who you gon' too. Bringing to the folk. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Cause you know we're about to rip shit up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thing, baby. Too low, death figure, so we're crazy. Death Row is a label that's paid, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake it. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand. From a young G's perspective. And before me dig on a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man. And at the same time, burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm offended. And that's realer than real deal, holy feel. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this and like that and like this and Drake creep to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near got caught, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, just strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I flow the most funky shit. The ass of my collection, the selection symbolizes dope. Take a toast but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this.
Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode. On that ass, what a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S-O-S, I'm fresh and double O-P. D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G, you see. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimping hoes and clocking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some motherfucking G shit.
Hell yeah.
So Drake,
what up,
gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be something.
City of Compton. Where it takes place, so when that show attention. Mobbing like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynching. Dropping the funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, then your ass will get smacked. My motherfucking homie, Doggy Dogg, has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I sock. But I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTO went and the city they call Long Beach. Put the shit together like my nigga D.O.C. No one can do it better
like this, that, and this, and it's like that, and like this, and like that, and it's like this.
Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode.
Radio. That was Dr. Dre, G-Thang. Once again, I'm tributing the box. So all the songs that I'm playing on today's show is from that show, that TV network that we all love when we was young. Basically, the topic of today's show is to wrap up or not to wrap up. And we're going to get back into it. Hey, what's going on, everybody there?
What up, though? What up,
thanks.
Hey, man, we got a caller, the co-host. That's been online. I didn't really know he was online, so that's kind of my fault. I apologize for that. Sir Quentin the Bank Music, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on, man? So I ain't really, you know, getting your input, man. What do you feel about the whole condoms, when to wrap up, when not to wrap up? How do you choose which women to wrap up with, which chicks not to wrap up with? How does it go?
I don't like condoms either, bro. And you just gotta, shit, you pretty much gotta trust it, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta.
And listen, I ain't trying to be funny. Like, I don't know. People should know this. Like, people should really know this. No bullshit. Like, this is not no made up shit. Now, I didn't know what he was gonna say. Well, me and this man got the maybe it's our birth. We got the same birthday. We was born the same birthday, same year. Been knowing this man for a lot of years. Like, I don't, man. They think it's a like. Maybe from your perspective, you can let them know. That's just how I can't stand condoms. I don't like them.
Man, you want to feel that juice?
No,
for real talk, you do. And I'm sure, like most of the females I know don't even like condoms. So you know what I'm saying? Like,
and this chick told me to
like. Ain't no female gonna tell you to stop, though. You know what I'm saying? She ain't gonna be like, stop, because she wanna feel that juice.
Hell yeah. Hey, this chick told me. Hey, she told me some real chicks. This one chick, she told me, so I ain't gonna say it was some real shit, but it was real to me. But she was like, I use condoms with niggas, but only because I don't like falling in love with cats. Like, and she was like, something about raw dick make me fall in love. She was like, that's
man, you put that. She put that right on the head. I couldn't say that no better, man.
Bro, that's a different feeling, man. You get a connection when you in somebody and you in them and you can feel everything. You can feel the muscles. Condoms is
right.
Like, they is good for what they good for. But I'm telling you, if you ever been with a chick and you don't know why you so emotional over, it's because you fucked her raw. I'm telling you, it's a different emotion. All chemicals mixed. Shit just, man, like for real, like, man, I'm just...
It's a difference between a raw fucking relationship and a protection relationship.
And a rubber relationship.
I just feel like if you fucking a girl raw, I mean, if you fucking a girl all the time with condoms, she fucking some nigga on the side with no condoms.
Without.
it's a different feeling.
That is not true.
Huh?
That is not true.
But sometimes you gotta look at it. If she don't want you to use a condom, how many other people she ain't gonna want to use a condom?
That's my whole and only point. And the whole time my nigga been saying like, oh well, you can't tell just because you ain't looking at her coochie, she might have fun. I'm saying, but that's with anybody though. We
right.
Understand that, but I want to be able to make a hypothesis. I need to be able to make an educated guess. I've seen some papers saying that you we good.
That,
I mean, other than that,
wrong.
That's what I'm saying. It could be wrong with anybody. You could always be wrong or right, but I want to. All I need to see is some information saying you was clean within the last woo woo woo, and we can get good. But even still, but I'm not just man. If you don't even ask me to put on a condom, I'm skeptical. You became super suspect.
Hey, but listen, in all out, don't you think just like dudes know the shit that. Women think it's the same shit to them, so it's chicks that asked of you to put on condom knowing you don't want to just because they want you to feel like they safe. So it's like a chick will pull up, man, they slick just like us. If not slick,
hey,
they'll say some shit.
Hey,
a
look,
chick can be like,
say that. I'm allergic to lubricant, that shit.
Latex? Oh, yeah, I don't
know that.
I got
latex, latex.
Lubricant.
Hey,
I'm
going to
fall
chicks,
for that one.
It is chicks, I know chicks that is allergic to latex and, like, Astro Glide and KY Jelly. It is chicks.
That's,
like
they like lambskin joints.
Okay, but then the lambskin joints don't protect your face.
Hey, I don't like the lambskin joints.
They don't protect you from STDs.
They don't.
Right.
But so neither do raw dick. If condoms and lambskin condoms don't protect you, what does raw dick protect you from?
Man, shit, nothing protects you, actually, shit.
It protects me from having a bad time. Hey, we got another call. We got another call in the last phone. It's 111. I don't even know if you know your number is all ones. Maybe you was trying to block it, but I'm going to try to get this person online. It's the all number. Hello, caller. Hello? Yeah, we're going to try them back again. I think that's why they number all 111. They ain't got no reception.
They got
a condom on their phone. Hey, this lady, okay, I need you to speak for women. Like, how many, like, if you had to, like I said, if women don't like what your perspective is, they should call in or let it be known. I just want to know, what's your percent of women that you think actually use condoms? Like this,
less than half of women use condoms.
I think it's more
and
like.
And I only say that. I only say that because a lot of women think like men too. I think the only reason why women use condoms is not even the fact about STDs. It's the fact that they just trying to prevent pregnancy. So a lot of women don't use condoms. Especially, if you got a one-night stand, you ain't just going to probably have no condoms on deck.
And I don't trust chicks with condoms.
I don't even know how you handle a situation like that, though.
I don't trust chicks with condoms in her side door. If a chick roll over and pull out a condom out of her side drawer, I'm probably going to get up and get dressed. bitch, you done did this too many times before.
That's what I'm saying, though. A lot of women, they don't carry condoms on them. I know I don't carry.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit hurt. Condoms hurt. Them motherfuckers be tight on that shit hurt, y'all.
Motherfuckers do not feel.
At least you know she's safe, my nigga.
Huh?
At least you know she's safe. If she pulling condoms out, hopefully she did pull another one out early.
You talking to a cat that worked at Planned Parenthood? Condoms don't protect men. Juices, listen, especially
it don't.
Especially if you eating pussy and sucking, you gonna let her suck your dick with no condom, but then she got you gonna put on you get herpes and gonorrhea from the mouth. So
man, where the dental dam at?
Oh,
get the dental dam.
Man, it was not finna. Man, listen, I'm gonna tell you. If you get head with condoms, man, you wasting head. Why would you use it?
Cooking breakfast and putting it in the microwave.
Yeah,
so they
can
taste it. They want to taste the latex.
That shit condoms look like they nasty. That should be. Come on, man, that shit crazy. I'm not finna do. Listen, man.
That's why you get one sex partner and you stick with it, man. What I'm saying? Because it's too much going around here, man.
That's cool when you fight
so hard. But
when
you
get older,
it's so hard to trust that one person.
Why you gotta wait till you get older to settle down?
Listen, I don't think you have to wait till you get older to settle down. I just think it's a preference that you should.
No, that's your preference.
I mean, it's kind of like going to the club when you're 17 or 18, then trying to go when you really turn 21. It ain't exciting no more. You know what I'm saying? Or being held, people who held back from shit, people who got real strict parents. This ain't in every case, but people got real strict parents, don't let them out. You know, those girls usually be wilder, the chicks that be at church every Sunday.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm not saying just go fuck everybody. I ain't saying go do that. But I'm saying I think you should have experiences. It's things that you should experience by yourself.
All the women that you said you hit, think about how many chicks you hit from the first point that you ever, you know what I'm saying, was with a woman up until the point where you were 20 years old.
Wow.
Think about how many women that was.
Bro, listen,
That's not experience?
Yeah, that's experience.
I'm only talking about that. I ain't saying that you should. That's the time that you should settle down. I'm just saying, man, don't be out here like these niggas 36 trying to catch a 25-year-old wife, and they, you know,
but
saying,
ain't nothing
it's
wrong.
All
What's
bad
wrong
for
with
you.
That? Like if you 36 and you out 25-year-old, I don't think nothing wrong with that. I feel like
there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Huh?
And the thing is, they in the club with these other young niggas.
Yeah. I mean, it is true. You gotta meet people the age thing, and then you just gotta get people that's kind of like you. If you done with the club, you probably want a girl that's probably almost done or done with the club. You know what I'm saying? You can't be with a person that the club excites them all. But like I said, time apart, doing things separate, it's cool. I don't think people should get in relationships. A man should never be with a woman and move in together if they ain't never had their own house. Niggas who ain't never had their own house can't live with people. It's an experience that they need to have because it's some things that they need to get off their chest. If he goes straight from his mama house to his girlfriend house, then back to his mama, then to, it's experiences he didn't ever have. When you got your own house, it's a different experience. That's why, any dude that had his own house before, that's an issue. For real, it's hard to be in a relationship when you got your own, because they don't trust you. Chicks be
sure
wanting to be here. they be want to be there all the time, or if you ain't at their house, then they think something going on. So it's weird, and they probably right, because shit definitely do go down. Like, when you got your own house, man, you know, the possibilities of chicks that you can fuck is different. Like, 2 o'clock in the morning chicks that just got off from work, 6 in the morning chicks that just got off from work, chicks 7 in the morning before they want to fuck before they go to work. Man, 2 chicks, her and her friend just left the club and they drunk and they both want to come fuck. Like, man, like,
you ain't
like a chick. Like a chick laying in your bed and another chick just calling, like, man, listen, this chick's gonna come over. I've been trying to fuck her for, man, that's just the shit you gotta go through. Like, you gotta do that shit. Like, man, you can't.
That's
like,
not
that's like, no, like, you, I'm saying, I feel like I can be in a real relationship. I can feel like I can be in a real relationship now because I got all that shit. I done did all the shit that grown-ass dudes be want to do. Like, shit, you should have been here. You know what I'm saying? You can't. I don't think men can be in a relationship with if they ain't ever did shit. Like, you ain't had threesomes. If you ain't fucked, like, 2 and 3 chicks in one day. If you, it's hard to be in a relationship because all men want to. I ain't going to say all men, but about 85% of men want to do those type of things. So if you ain't never did those things, it's hard to be with one chick like, damn, and then she ain't letting you do that shit. So it's like, it fuck up a lot. I think you got to get that shit out the way. Like, a lot of chicks, they don't want to admit it, but it's shit that they want to do in life that's sexual or free or wild that they didn't do. And then you get with her. If you ain't the type of person to do those things, that's why you get cheated on. It's experiences.
I agree with that. Because a lot of women, you know what I'm saying, cheat just because, and it might not even be nothing super freaky. It might just be like you come too quick, nigga. You don't know how to put it down, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you know, and then they calling another nigga up.
That's funny.
Hey, I'm finna go.
Yeah, like, man, yeah. Like, dudes be, I think a lot of dudes be scared. They be saying they do certain shit, but I think they be scared. Like, I'm for real, like, you ain't my girl if I can't call you a bitch while we fucking, or I ain't doing something right. Like, for real, I be trying to. I tell
you,
you
don't love me if I can't up a pistol on you while you giving me head.
Right.
That's what I hear when you say what you be saying.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Listen, I'm gonna tell you right. This is how my mind.
I don't give a damn who you are. You ain't pissing on me.
I ain't say pissing. I pissed on chicks too, but I ain't say that. That's not what I said.
Oh man,
I'm completely different.
That's not even what I said though. I said bitch. Like, if you like, listen, if you fucking a chick, this a real sign if you don't like that you just probably not doing what you supposed to be doing. If you fucking a chick and you can't just call her out her name or say some outrageous ass shit, then you ain't doing something because she shouldn't be able to focus on that. I done said some outrageous shit to chick. Like, dog, did she hear what the fuck I just said?
Right. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I done did something. I ain't gonna lie.
Like, for real. Like, that's how you know you doing what you supposed to be doing. Like, dog, like,
you my
just,
bitch, ain't you?
I just told you.
Yeah, you my bitch, ain't you?
Like, for real, I feel like when you fucking a chick, if you can say shit to her, that's when you really, really, you can't do it to every chick, but if you really hitting it right and cheat, man, she shouldn't hear, like, she hear it, and she just agreed to the shit because she just wants you to fuck. Like, I done told chicks, like, yeah, I want you and your sister to. And they just go with it, like, okay. And I'm like, all right.
I think that part of the show was supposed to be censored, bro.
I done fuck chick. You ever fuck family members and then you talk about the other family member while you fucking them? Like, I be doing
that. I think that's a guy thing. I don't know nothing about that.
Well, I mean, I hope not, because if a girl ever
that's did not that, no guy thing.
That's a mixed thing.
Well, my nigga, I don't know nothing about that.
That's misogyny. That's what that is. That's misogyny. Nigga, that's misogyny. What do you mean?
Crazy,
nigga, that's misogyny, nigga.
Be up shit. Hey, for real, listen, Molly, for real, you ain't never fucked family members before?
No.
Not intentionally.
But here we go again with this.
Not intentionally.
Hey,
I didn't know they was related.
But when you found out, did you find out before you fucked or after you fucked?
I didn't find out till after.
So that know what that proves? I asked
that's
that
how
question.
I found out.
Listen, I asked that question on purpose, bro. And it, like I said, it's the show. But I asked that question to let you know and to let you know I'm listening to you. So that lets me know you don't be getting to know all your chicks before you fuck them, because you should be able to know her family members. You be smashing, but you know chicks
hey,
too.
Hey, so time out, I got to know every family member? Cut it out. You know me, you just, my nigga wildin', dog. Hey, no, G.
Any family member you don't bump into is like, oh, that's my cousin. Like, come on, man. Like, do you think, like, man, I know what you're saying, though, because I done had that happen. Like, damn,
First off, this was when I was a teenager. You know what I'm saying? And first off, and I don't do the same thing. I don't do the same things that I do when I was a teenager.
I hope not. Hey, but did the sex become better after you was hitting, like, damn, I hit her cousin, too? Was you comparing it?
No, I wasn't, man.
Lying,
yes,
bro.
He was.
Yeah, well, you know what? But hey, it wasn't like I was comparing them because they was cousins. I was comparing them because I was with both of them.
But I'm saying,
same thing, bro. That's the same thing, bro.
It made the sex better, bro, because you knew that was her cousin, bro. Like, damn, yeah, damn, they both got good puss. Like, damn, that shit running the family. Like, oh, they both do that shit. Like, no, nah, I'm just saying, man, pussy is pussy, but man. It is. That's what I
said. Pussy is pussy. That
listen,
is.
That's what I was talking about on the last. That's what I was talking about on the last show. It's a mind thing. Like, so that's what makes sex better. Like, pussy is pussy, but it's the mind thing that make it better. Like, damn, she. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah. Like simple shit like that. Like, man, like, man, I don't know, man. That shit. Hold on, let's try to get this caller back in. I don't know who this is because the number is whack, but it's the 1111. I don't even know if they know that's their number because I think they're trying to be on some. Secret agent.
I told you they got a cop on the phone.
Hello? Hello?
Man, somebody is back there praying.
Hello?
Somebody at the synagogue.
I don't think they really want to talk to us.
They just
want to listen, man. That's all that's cool. You ain't have to press one. All you got to do is call in and listen. But
somebody posted
a
link on Facebook again. They just want to look.
They
like it raw,
though. Oh, man. It be like that sometimes. Oh, shit. It be like that sometimes. But for real. So Miss Lady, like what's, like, do you have a, is it a person-by-person thing, or do you have some kind of rule? Or do you have a this my rule, this what I'm sticking to, like, it got to be, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 8 days?
Well, in my past, I would just stick with my past.
Okay.
My present is different from what my past was like. But you, in my past, no, I'm not going to say I always use condoms because, no, I didn't. I didn't always use condoms. I do now.
As you can see,
I've
been
married.
But shit, no. Sometimes you just get in that moment and shit, you don't want to use no condoms. Or
man.
You don't got none.
I feel it. Hey, but listen, this is another thing that I hate when people lie about, and I can speak on this because I know it's true. I mean, shit, accidents do happen, but, man, dudes don't really have accidental kids, man. We know what we're doing. We can feel when we're coming. Because, I got 4 kids. And I got 4 baby mamas, but I done had sex with about 400 chicks. So if it was just like that, like, you don't be just nothing in anybody. Like, you just don't.
Hey, are you the little Will Chamberlain out here?
Dog. Hey, I think, bro, that's
nigga said I got six rings in 6 seasons.
Hey, bro, I think I am Will Chamberlain, bro. I think no bullshit, like, bro, I don't, man, bro. So many chicks, bro. Like,
yeah, that's that misogyny, nigga.
It's ridiculous. But I love chicks, bro. I love women. Like, women is the shit to me, man. Like,
no, women. You love pussy, nigga.
No. No, I don't, bro. I love pussy. I'm not saying
so
I don't. But I love women, bro. It's just something about women, bro. It's the shit that they do, bro. The way they dress. Like, certain chicks just be fly, bro. Just different shit. And it don't got to be expensive shit. Like, I love chicks who can just put outfits together. I like chicks who can just man, chicks who smell good, like chicks who just do, man, chicks is the shit, bro. And I had a problem, like, for real. I think I had a sex problem. I used to fuck chicks, but I was always clean, like, chicks, oh, so anybody who listening that I had sex with, like, I wasn't on that, like, I did fuck y'all, like, in the same day, but when you came to my house, I'm a sheep person, like, I'm my mama's child, like, I had, like, 50 sheep sets, so I always changed the sheets type shit, like, I wasn't on none of that. You know, we always had a wife. People know how I was. So I'm a respectful person, though. Like, I don't really be disrespectful. Like, I'm a straightforward. But chicks know that, though, about me, though. They know, like, chicks know that I done had sex with a lot. Like, I don't hide nothing. That's why I'm able to talk freely on this show. Like, I don't got nothing to hide. Like, I'm a straight up and down person. That's why can't nobody tell you no bullshit. Like, I done did a lot of bullshit. And I'm not really apologetic for it, like, to them, but, you know, to myself that I'm sorry for some of the shit I did. But they know I did it, and a lot of chicks allowed it. Like, I used to have chicks at my house and then invite another chick over and fuck one in the living room. Women like that type of shit, man. Chicks like to say they like good niggas, and, man, chicks don't really like that. Chicks like gangsters or, like, niggas who wild. They like that edgy shit. They like that freaky ass shit.
Intelligent women don't like that shit.
Yeah, they don't. Yes, they do.
I want a nigga to get locked up and have me paying all his shit while he called me on the phone.
It ain't got nothing to do with locked.
You just said women like gangsters, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We know what happened, nigga. Man,
bro,
stupid women like niggas like that.
What's your opinion of stupid, bro? I don't know what you saying. Not intelligent, not smart. Cause I mean,
I'm saying like self destructive. That's self destructive.
Oh, it's not.
You want a nigga who gonna disrespect you?
Gangsters ain't. What? Why do you say gangster? When I say gangster, do you say disrespectful in jail? All gangsters don't be like that. Don't what you mean? Like, gangster is a mentality of how you live, bro.
Listen, I ain't talking about just, you know what I'm saying, the word gangster. I'm talking about everything that you just put together. That's just the last word that you said. So it resonated with me. But, you know what I'm saying, even when you're talking about you calling one chick over and fucking her somewhere and fucking another chick somewhere else in your house, that's disrespect.
No, it's not chicken exhibition.
Even if they let you do it to them, that's disrespectful, G.
They like that shit. Bro, it's not really disrespectful.
They like disrespect. They like disrespect.
It's not disrespectful, bro. It's an exhibitionist type shit. They knew that girl was coming, and they knew I was what I was on. So it's like, chicks like that shit, bro. It's not disrespect.
Some chicks may like that.
I'm just like, because the way you're saying it, you're making it absolute, G.
And they be bragging to their friends about it and shit. They be bragging to their friends and shit. Like,
hey,
that's
dude,
what he did.
Hey,
Quinn.
Listen, bro.
Hell no. If I listen to another chick there, it's a problem.
No, it ain't.
It's a problem for like 2 weeks. Like, then you can be like, man.
Well, no, that's a problem in general.
Hey, but listen, me and know they chicks, man. Me and know they chicks. If you like that, if it ain't in you, then I wouldn't invite. You wouldn't be the person I invite. Then we know our chicks. Like, if you don't know your chicks, then you ain't really. You have to know your chicks, and I know who to call. I knew the right people to call. And it's not a district, man. Some people just like, listen, it's no chick in the world. You probably can't find one chick in the world that's going to tell you they like being peed on, but I can tell you at least 30 chicks that like that shit.
That is just nasty.
That's the same shit they said.
I thought people stopped doing that shit.
Nope, bro. I started doing that shit.
Who
I was
said
like,
nope? When the last time you peed on a chick?
Except if you my baby.
Listen, when the last time
you desecrated the temple?
Last time I peed on a chick was December or November 2012.
My nigga got it down to a month. I feel you.
No bullshit. November 2012.
When did you pee on her ass?
In the shower.
That's what I want.
Like where? On her body?
Yeah.
Like from the neck down. Like chickens don't like getting peed on their face.
Like, what do you get out of that?
I ain't never met a chick that don't like getting. I've never had a chick that like getting peed on her face. But neck down, it's all good.
But what do you get out of that though?
I don't know. I just think if R. Kelly can do it, I can do it. What the fuck you mean? as long as it ain't got nothing to do with kids or no gay shit, I feel like, man, if you doing it, I can do this shit too, huh? I be like doing celebrity shit because I be like, dog, they think that shit just because celebrity, they celebrity. Hell no. I ain't know. I can do that shit. I'm doing this shit. Fuck that. And then all the chicks that I've done it to, they're all probably like, we won't do it for nobody. I don't know if they do or not, cause it ain't too many cats that's gonna actually ask them to do that shit. So you got to be a certain type of person.
Wait, so you asked? It was your request?
Yeah, I like peeing on chicks.
I like peeing on chicks.
Hey, Tony Rhea.
What up?
Yes.
No, listen, bro. Listen. That's how you know a chick yours, bro. If you a chick lets you pee on them, bro, that's your chick, bro.
That's how you know a chick is a toilet, nigga. What are you talking about? That's how you know she's flushable.
Nah. Hey, bro, I'm telling you, man. I guarantee somebody on this line, I guarantee after this conversation that we having, somebody listening or going, man, I'm sure somebody going to get bold enough to ask they pick the PR and they going to find out that shit hot. That shit just fun. I don't know what it is. That shit, like, listen, when you
speak on somebody.
Because it's sexy. Listen, hey, after you.
Just motherfucking off the yard of my bed.
Maybe it's just me. Because after I have sex, I got to piss anyway.
So you just rather pee on her then?
Yeah, I just feel like if you let me pee on you, it's the shit. I don't got no, like, I don't feel, like, some people look at shit like, oh, they disrespect, like, I don't be trying to disrespect women. I just like doing certain shit, and I feel like if you let me do that shit, then you love me a little bit more than the chick that won't let me do it.
Man, get the hell out of here.
Damn, is somebody
going to
keep it real?
Hey, I bet you ain't even got no fucking list, do you?
Nah, you be like, baby, if you
let
me pee on you.
Hey, Tyra, let me ask.
I hope y'all be in the shower at least when you ask.
Hell no, I done pissed in bed. I don't get no fuck, man. I done changed, but I don't get no fuck. Hey, Tyra, can I ask you something real talk, though?
What?
Has a dude ever asked you that? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm saying. We ain't going to get into it, but I'm saying. So, I'm just saying, he a bold nigga. So, if a dude asks you that, you let you know he done peed on somebody before. So, that's just, like, people be scared of shit they ain't ever done before.
I'm just not pushing on no.
It's the same shit with sucking dick and eating pussy. All of us as men probably was on here used to be like, I ain't never going to eat no girl pussy. When we was young, you couldn't even say the word pussy in my mouth when I was young. Like, what? Fuck you mean?
I
got older and I was like, yeah, I like this shit. And then I found out I eat pussy for the benefit of myself. I like to do shit for the benefit of myself. Like, I don't do shit like for her. Like, I'm glad she come and she like the shit, but I eat shit for myself.
You just all about you.
Yeah, I am. I'm sexually selfish. Like, I eat your pussy, you like it. Like, oh, he doing something. And it's for me because your pussy wetter now. That's what I was talking about the whole thing. If you take time, I'm just not going to do that with every chick. I'm not going to take time and it's just too much shit. And that's, like I said, that's why I don't like condoms because it takes too much time. It's like I care about, like, condoms. Like, I don't sleep with, like, I never was, like, the jump down type. Let me get that clear. I used to get jump downs, like, for real, for my niggas. Like, they'd be like, oh, I want to, but I just let my niggas fuck, and I wouldn't fuck. Because I don't like that type of shit. I never was into, like, flipping chicks, like, type shit. Like, I'd be in the room while they was doing it, and I ain't get no fuck. Like, should I play the game or be like, dog, slap that bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like freaky shit, bro. I don't get no fuck, bro.
Initiate.
I like freaky ass chicks. That's why I don't mind if chicks used to be like, I don't be caring. Like, dudes be like, man, dog, she a hoe. I don't be caring, bro. As long as she ain't no hoe now. Like, oh, if I'm with a chick, I don't mind that shit. I don't care if she fucked everybody. As long as she ain't fucking everybody.
As long as she got
her with you. Huh?
As long as she got her tendencies with you.
As long as she what?
Got hoeish tendencies with you.
Yeah, man, I like my chicks with a little hoe in them. I don't. That's just me, man.
What is a little hoe? What is a little hoe? Like a midget?
Hey, I'm gonna let you know what a little hoe in it, what that mean when we get it, when we get back. I can't. That's just me.
All right.
Y'all, I'm getting ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean? That shit is wrong. Anything ill you see is wrong. Nigga have a big six at the club, that's wrong. Especially if he got the fully equipped kid on it, it's wrong. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I had this bad bitch of town, she was wrong. Had me fucked up in the head, I mean,
whoa.
Bought the fifth diamonds and pearls, I mean,
whoa.
Should have seen them shit shining on the wrist. Now money ain't a problem, see my dough is like
whoa.
Pulled out my bankroll on y'all niggas like
whoa.
Lost the boots, went from two stiffs like
whoa.
Faggot wanna beat my blueprints, I'm like
whoa.
Had to hit the brakes on y'all niggas like
whoa.
Niggas getting both on my block like
whoa.
Coming home within a half an hour like
whoa.
Running like they had the manpower like
whoa.
More or less, more so, I risk it all so I live the fast life. Come through in the front flow like
whoa.
My nigga, like Joe, like Joe, Nitro, Micro, Night Clothes, like whoa. East Bay with go.
Do you wanna ride in the backseat of a Caddy, chop it up, do or die? Do you wanna ride in the backseat of a Caddy, chop it up, do or die?
7LLPM, slide out to them house in the BM, sippin' Seagram, chewin' on a wee sim, touchin' on my phone, damn. Move it to the back so I can see who beepin' this whole pimp. Free to the phone with a slow limp, in the drip, I'll shit it with 3-1-2-7-6-2-1. Three line connection, us a rest and one of defection. This brand new weed, we got the drinks you need, and plus we strap with 2 protections. I put the phone in the hooks, then I pop for a minute, cause I forgot where I'm at the hoe. And I said that I forgot if my hoes wanna snap, I straight up check the hoe. Really doubt to the crib now. The live hoes, 3 miles per hour. Like we riding up on some rizzo. Never to deny, no, these bitches look fly low. Introduce myself. A to the motherfucker came in to recognize that I lose myself. Juice myself. As you take one pull up, pass it to the left and up. Self send the niggas up, take 2 pull, cause they thinking about snapping them. V-I-M-P, ology. But logically, be learning these hoes biology. And obviously, when
ain't this some shit? Pull up in the C-A-D-I. Double L, weapon AC, AC hoes, AP throws, PI, MP, and they think that automatically, cause he's a pimp, he gotta be. What are that? M-O-N-E, but why? Cause nigga be sporting nice cars and fancy clothes, fresh Georgia Bowl, flexing 150. Chop up that paper house, chop up that paper house. Watch where your lips go, the rest my tips flow. It's a tempo, it's a mental, real simple when you're popping with a pimp though.
I want you. I got to have you, but what will this lead to? Will it just be me and you? Tell me, you know I want you. Tell me how you feel.
I'll be obliged if you step outside, because my ride is awaiting. I date it, a steak, a nightcap, we make it, awaken. By smells of perfume that I inhale, and then tell how well we raise hell on the Denzel. Satin sheets, heat from your feet, keep me warm. The mood is perfected with the sounds from the storm. You came stronger, I lasted longer than I've ever lasted. Your mouth was fantastic, the fuck test you passed it. The way you made a nigga laugh, I had to get you. And when I saw that ass pass, I had to hit you. You're making me fight against my will, what must I do? My life in danger too. Yeah, if that shit belongs to you. Yeah, if the way you act is true, who knows? Fine clothes, Lexus those, you'll be closing when you become one of the chosen hoes in different places, different faces, different cases. Got me tied like shoelaces. No mistakes, just MJG. You ain't gotta be constantly trying to shoot that T, claiming that you ain't heard of me. Keeping it real, let me know how you feel when we communicate. Straight, if you express your mind instead of preferring to wait, some who can't do it lose.
afraid of what your friends say. Rappers get that ass in, be out of here like yesterday. But not tonight, you look so tight, it feels so right. This endo got me purring, let's go hop in my Suburban and ride till we get to where you wanna be, no matter how far. Just call me Ball, baby, to me, you're the superstar. Ask me time and time again, why did I choose you? Do I wanna be your man or just misuse you? I hear your partners hissing when they think I ain't listening. Them hoes just be wishing they could be in your position. With me in luxury, I got to be every day. Chief and hay with something stout, wearing lingerie. Let's hit the tail, get a sweet and order something to eat. Tell me things about you, I'll tell you things about me. Then out the blue, I'll be caressing you, undressing you. You start doing all that shit you said you'll never do. Lusting, busting, all out of my box of drawers.
That was good. That was 8-Ball and MJG, man. Space Age Pippin. We're going to get back into it, man. All my, everybody online.
Already. Bang, bang, bang.
Basically, like I said, this is our tribute to the Box Music Network, so that's where all the music coming from. If you heard it on the box, you're hearing it on today's show. Basically, what we're talking about today is to wrap it up or not to wrap it up. I got some, like, some quick statistics, some shit that's real. Like, I had to look it up. This is courtesy of JS Online. I thought I need to squeeze that in there. Man, only, it's crazy, like, because these are the people that's having sex the most. But only 22% of sexually active high school students go get tested. I don't know how they come up with these numbers. I don't know. I'm not a test firm, but only 20. It's a lot of high school students, and only 22% going to get tested. It's a lot of people having sex. That's an active high school sex student. So, like, people don't really, is the message really getting across that people should get tested? I'm not sure that people. Yeah, so it's like.
The only thing that they ever really do is when it's AIDS Awareness Month and they play those little commercials about wanting to get tested. Other than that, the only commercials that they only show about safe sex is really just condom commercials.
Exactly. And I think, do you think that stopped people from getting tested because they feel like we having safe sex, we use condoms, so I don't need to go get tested?
I think so.
I think people feel like, if I'm
using a condom, you know, I'm not going to catch nothing, or, you know, I'm already practicing safe sex, so what's the use of going to get tested? And then I think a lot of people don't get tested is because they're scared of what the possibility is they could possibly have something or not. So I think that's a lot of reasons why people don't get tested.
I think that, and this is, like I said, I look out for everybody. And I like this is for this. I don't know if anybody listens because probably not because of my thoughts on homosexuality. But anybody who knows somebody that's homosexual or bisexual, this is from JS Online. Over half of the new infections, the HIV infections, in young gay and bisexual males, they African American. So all the new cases all the newer cases that's reported from the homosexual community, over half, so that's more than 50%, are African American. So,
me personally, that is a waste of good dick. I'm sorry.
I don't like to get into it, but I just feel like if you're young and you're African American and you are practicing those things, you may want to really reevaluate what you're doing, because over half of the new cases that are reported of HIV and AIDS are young black men. So it's already enough things that's killing our young black men. And now we got AIDS and HIV and killers and mollies, and it's a rough time. We got a new caller, so I'm going to try to get them online and see who this is. 8725 number. I'm going to put you online. Hello?
Hello?
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, this is Mario the Poet, man. What's good, man?
This who?
Mario the Poet. This is, what's good?
Oh, what's going on, man? What's going on with you?
I can't complain, man. So, I heard the urine thing when homeboy Tony had put the link on, so I was like, you know, hollering at him this morning, whatever, after dropping the kids off at school. So he's like, what you doing? He's on the radio. So this is my first time listening, and okay. As soon as I tune in, I hear the urine thing, and then you said it, in such a way as it to seem, make it seem normal. Like, nah, fam. Like, if you pissing on a chick, like if you pissing on a chick, it's cool. I mean, that's you. But, like, you ain't getting no respect no more. Like, she, that don't mean make her more endearing, nigga. Like, nah, you just let me piss on you with your dumb ass. Like, why would you do that?
But that's how you feel about it. I don't feel like that about it. Like, I don't feel like when I do things, or the things that I do, I don't feel no type of way about her. Like if she fuck all my niggas, then that's one thing. But letting her, I don't feel like that way. That's like, to me, that's the same thing as fucking chick. Like, chicks, so I don't feel no type of way about that. Like,
you're not going to put that in the same category, fam. You're not. You keep doing it, but it's not true. It's not true. That's not true.
It's for me. It's
pissing on a chick is the same thing as getting your dick or eating her pussy. It's not true, fam. It's not. That's urine, bro. That's urine.
You ever had a chick?
That nigga said that's urine.
You ever had a chick?
I'm good, bro.
I feel you.
I'm good.
I mean, like, I can't knock it. Like, I said, that's cool. But to me, it's normal. I feel like it's normal. A lot of shit that I do is normal. Like, I think threesome's normal. Some people think that I've had over 100 of them, so that's normal to me. What's normal to you and what's normal to you is not normal. To me, it's normal.
Okay,
if I'm able to do it all the time.
That's somebody's sister you pissing on. You know that, right? That's somebody. So like you at her family reunion, just standing there with her brother, and like you just pissing on my sister, dog. Like you been on the real, I'd be mad as hell. Like, you can't mess with my sister, dog, because you pissing on chicks is normal for you. But now my sister is off my cousin. My auntie.
Anyway.
Right. Yeah, but
I'm going to sit up here and just be like, oh, brother, I let him piss on me today.
Yeah, like.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm,
you don't even.
Me and my sister ain't cool, but I hope she would tell me. Because she would be offended. She'd be like, protect me. This nigga trying to pee on me. That's what I think. She'd be like, how I would find out.
Would your sister come up to you and be like, oh, yeah, I suck this man dick? Like, who go up to their brother and say shit like that?
I automatically expect that.
You don't know if your sister sucked dick. If her boyfriend was like, dog, your sister be sucking the shit out of my dick, you going to be mad, too.
I don't have a sister.
But you can't tell me shit you and my sister doing. You can't even tell me you all be kissing real good. Like, why the fuck
is that? Right. On my life. On my life.
We
don't
have a
problem for too long.
Bro. You can't go up to nobody's brother and say shit like nothing like that. Like, I don't have a sister, but I got a girl that's like my sister. Niggas can't walk up to me and say shit. Like, they be talking. Like, I done heard niggas say shit about her. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is. Mm. I'm like, bro. Don't say that shit in front of me, bro. You can't say, I don't care what it is, bro. Like, you can't even walk up to me like, oh, man, your sister got a fat ass. Bro, what? Yeah, but we know how to issue, bro. So, of course, if a nigga walk up to somebody's brother and be like, oh, bro, I be pissing her. I'm going to be mad. You can't say nothing to nobody's brother like that. That's regardless of what it is, bro. I can't get it like nobody. Come on now. If you got a sister, bro, can't nobody say shit about your sister. Like, oh, I'll be pulling
just,
the shit out of her.
I can't be with you on the urine thing, man. It's urine, man. I don't see nothing sexual about it. It's kind of disrespectful, bottom line.
I don't expect nobody to see nothing. Like I said, when I talk for, like, I'm just an open
person.
Like, I didn't have to divulge
that. You're speaking for yourself.
Yeah, I know what people think. It's a lot of people who think like that, but it's a lot of people who think like that that's like, God, I want to talk to you now. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, it don't, like, it's just my life. It's a lot of people.
Like, I tell a story I happened. So, me and our homeboy Tony standing in front of the Poetry Unplugged spot, right?
Okay.
And then the one dude was out there, and a light-skinned dude, we smoked a cigar. I smoked cigars and whatnot. So, he was just talking to me. And because we smoked cigars, that's all we had in common. So he was already talking to me, dude, if a broad fine, woo 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 woo, you know what I mean? I'll eat her ass on the real, dog. I eat the shit out of broad ass on my mama. And I was like, yeah, man, okay. So as soon as he says this, Tony walked up and he looked at me like, man, what was y'all niggas talking about? I'm like, man, I ain't even bring that shit up. That's that nigga. So I'm like, dog, for real, stop standing around in public just telling motherfuckers you eat booty and shit. Like, I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with it, but just stop bringing it up, bro. Like, advertising that shit. So chicks don't respect you for that shit.
Yeah, I feel you.
They let you eat their ass, but they ain't gonna be like, oh, he's so sweet, he eat my ass. Like, they gonna treat you different.
once you sucking on their booty and shit, and especially when you sucking their ass and bragging about it.
I feel you. That's a different. This is kind of. I ain't gonna say it's different because it's a different form. But like I said, like I, me and you was just sitting in the room. I ain't finna tell you that I piss on bitches. Like I've been knowing. How long I've been knowing? Like Marley, how long we been knowing? You ain't never known I piss on bitches. I've been pissing on bitches.
Nah, hey, I knew this nigga. I knew this nigga since we was shorties, man. Since we was wilding on Hampton, man. I ain't know he was out here wilding, dog.
Yeah, you know that ain't no conversation. Like, oh, bro,
you told everything with everybody.
But me, but just me and bro talking piss because I'm not that type of nigga. We don't even really talk about bitches. Like I don't be telling like, oh man, she's so. We just I ain't that type of nigga. Like okay, it happened. I'm not an excitable
ass. Come on now.
But
you ain't got you ain't never got no bomb ass here from abroad that had to call a nigga and tell a nigga like,
no.
Man, you sucked the shit out of my.
Gay, bro. I think that's gay. Why would I call you?
I said that's gay too, bro.
Gay, bro.
Why would I call a nigga talking about a chick sucking my swipe, bro? That's gay. Now, if we chopping it up and we start like this,
like we sitting here chopping it up and like, dog, man, this man, oh yeah, bro, I got this one chick. Yeah, but if I call you, if a nigga ever call me, if any of my niggas, I'm telling me all these people, like I don't fuck with me, any of anybody. If any of these niggas ever call me and be like, bro. Man, fam, this, bro, we ain't cool no more, bro. We ain't, don't call me no more, bro. That's gay. That's gay, bro. Like, don't ever call me. I am not your homie like that, bro. Do not ever call me. Don't, like, this is not, like, bro, that's cool in conversation to have that kind of conversation, but, bro, if we, you
right.
ever call me on some, you too excited.
But it's a big purpose,
bro. Yeah, like, you too excited, bro. Why are you so excited, and why am I the person on your mind? Why am I on your mind? I'm not done fucking a bitch. I'm on your mind. Bro, that's
no, I'm saying like,
let me call
bro,
let him know how.
No, but I'm.
Let me call. You call bro, let him know how I did it. What?
Yeah, bro, no.
You call
even
me for shit.
Hey, because therefore you have to think about that bitch and then think about me. Why are you thinking about me? You thinking about the pussy you just had last night. Bro, that's gay, bro. No, that's not going to let that fly. If a nigga call me and say, we ain't cool no more. I'm sorry. That's not, that ain't something, that's girl, that's girl shit. That shit girls do, that's
yeah,
comfortable.
Yeah, I don't need you to call me and tell me that you haven't said, sir. I assume that at some point you did that. You don't have to let me know that you still like women, fam. Like, I like women too. It's not a conversation to have.
Yeah,
but you also don't need to be telling me, you know what I'm saying, that you be pissing on women. And I understand the context of where it came out at too. So it ain't like, you know, we out here just talking like, yeah, fam, you know, shit, I need some tissue. I be shitting on hoes, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas ain't on that. So,
yeah.
I mean, I hear you, fam. I hear you.
I guess we lost. I think we lost him. I don't know what happened. He hung up or somehow we lost. Mario, that was Mario the Poet. Thanks for calling, man. Good looking for the support, man. That's definitely what's up. But, yeah, man, that, you know, it's, like I said, I'm not really a – It's one of those things that happen in conversation like this is a different form that I don't have conversations with my niggas about. This is a little bit different. This is an open discussion on, like, you know, it's a lot of people listen from all over the place. So it's just me letting the world know a little bit about, you know, after this radio show, we ain't going to be talking about me pissing on bitches. That's straight up and down. I'm not going to have that conversation with nobody. Just not going to happen. Not going to happen. So don't start texting my phone. Talking about like, man, you want to know? No, bro, we ain't gonna have none of those conversations. But
nothing.
You said what?
I didn't say nothing.
You said something. You're trying to be on the sleep. You've been on some sleepy, sneaky shit today. Like you ain't said you was talking last week. This week you just been on some punchline ass shit. Like you just throwing in hot lines every once in a while. You ain't really joined in on the discussion. I don't know. I think you're a little scared of the discussion. You on some punchline shit. You supposed to be talking like you ain't been talking. You been on some.
Put me on
blast
right now.
Hell yeah, you know that's how we do it. This is how we do it.
You've been here the whole time. I didn't know you was on here.
I gave you my opinion.
But I'm saying, but last week
you got to hold it out for the ladies.
I thought you was
you
on some thugs. You was supposed to be on some thug shit, like, man, let me tell you what I think. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I be expecting. Like, I had to tell, man, you listen, man, understand that this is a show that I started, but this is a show for us. That's why I invite everybody in there, man. If I'm talking and you got something to say, man, I know how to say that.
say what you got to say, man. I'm for real. Like, I put everybody on line so you can talk. Only time I mute y'all is if y'all got some bullshit going on in the background and it's annoying the fuck out of people. I'm like, dog, y'all, you know, people listen to this shit. And y'all, everybody hear that shit. So that's the only time I mute people. If it's some shit y'all doing in the background, I'm like, dog, what the fuck? Y'all need to pay attention. But other than that, man, I mean, feel free to say what you got to say. If you need to cut me off to say that shit, you can say that shit. If it, like, I'm a person, like, if you got to say it, say it. Like, you know, if you got to wait a little bit till they get past a point, then say it, then, you know, it's a respectful form. But, man, say that shit. Don't let, we, you know, we all got word. That's why I invite everybody to come, man. We all men and women and adults, and you got to say that shit, man. You ain't got to agree with me. I'm not going to mute you because you don't agree with me. A lot of times you ain't going to agree with me.
Oh, that nigga muted on
me. Yeah, I'm a different type of person, man. I ain't, oh, man, this motherfucker don't agree with me, man. Mute your ass. No, I ain't on none of that shit, man. That's disrespectful. That's what's disrespectful. If I invite you to my house, and I ain't going to tell you can't sit on my couch. So, like,
for real. You got to sit on the floor.
Yeah, like, man.
Hell yeah. You got to make a pallet.
Like, what the fuck, motherfucker? Come to your house no more, bro. Like, or I invite you to my house, and you got to do everything I tell you to do and shit. What the fuck, bro? You shouldn't have let me come over here, bro. I don't want to sit on that chair. I want to sit on this chair, bro. What the fuck, bro? But, yeah, man, so that's it, man. I just want everybody, man, to speak their minds. What they got to say, man. I'm learning just like everybody else learning, man. So we just having fun. Just letting you know a little bit about all of us, man. So that's what I'm on, man. So Dead End, man. What y'all got going on, man? Well, Sir Quentin, man, y'all, you bank music niggas, y'all deep. Anybody can really answer this question, man. So that was our topic. I enjoyed talking about it. We're going to kind of cut it short because we got some other shit we need to talk about, get people let know what's going on in the world or whatnot. We got like 6 minutes left, so we're going to let everybody tell the world what they got on, what projects they got going on, and different things like that. So Dead End, man, what's going on in your world, man? What you got going on?
Man, my world, man, I'm just pushing this music, trying to stay focused and positive and ducking these bullets out here, man. I'm just doing it for my kids, doing it to stay positive and focus on what I need to get done. So with my bank music brothers behind me, shit, I know we got it. We good.
Bank.
What's up, man? So, Marley, man, once again, I hit you up earlier, man. So, but, yeah, Dead End, man, good looking, man, for the stopping in, man. I'll see you next week. I know, like you told me.
All right.
Stop asking me, bro. I'll be here every week. So, Dead End will be here every week. Bank Music will be fully enforced every week, no matter what. I know we kind of missing somebody this week. You know, several people probably want to know, but we ain't going to get into that. Some things just ain't, you know, shit happen. I don't know. People don't be focused. People don't realize. You know, these forms don't come. Everybody don't give you opportunities to do things. But if you don't want it, yeah, shit don't happen. So we kind of one person short. But, man, you know, hopefully they come back or hopefully they understand what the hell we're trying to do and what movement we're trying to do, and they'll get it together. But good looking Dead End, man.
All right.
Marley, man, so what's good, man? Let the people know, man, what you got going on. We discussed this yesterday or whatnot, man. It's people who want to know what's going on. What's going on?
Well, okay. this Sunday we're gonna be at on 35th and North in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at 6 p.m. We basically gonna be flooding the hood with love, man. You know, we be out there every Sunday and just seeing a lot of things that go on in our community. It's a lot of black on black crime. It's a lot of violence. You know, the stuff ain't gonna stop unless it's black men and black women standing up stopping it. In order to change what the kids see. You know what I'm saying? We got to change what we do, so we got to change ourselves. We got to get out there and promote black love. We need people to love each other and love ourselves. So we're going to be doing that every Sunday. This Sunday we're going to be out on North and 35th Street. Also coming up next month, every second and fourth Monday, we're going to be at the Body and Soul Healing Arts Center doing Sankofa Study Circle with another movement I'm with called All Black Everything. We basically going to be studying, black power and studying books, you know, in order to set forth systems and institutions of black power. We can help ourselves and stop begging everybody else to help us, you know. So those are some of the things that we got coming up, man.
That's what's up, man. That's Tony Marley. You can find him on Facebook. Pretty sure you're going to post all that. Matter of fact, man, just do that for me, man. Go add him as a friend. If you already his friend, go check it out. He's going to post it. I'm going to post it on my my Facebook so everybody can get the information. If you didn't hear it, you missed some, or you need it to be said again, we're going to be posting. I'm going to post it all week. I actually be in Milwaukee tomorrow. So we're going to all try to get up with everybody and get together and chop it up and do what we do. So, man, good looking for being on the show, man. Definitely good looking. Miss Lady, anything going on? I know you got your shout outs, man. You got to tell people you're going to give them shout outs on the show, so you got to give out your shout out.
Man, I'm just trying to get in where I fit in.
That's what's up. So, what you got anything you need to say?
Nope. I'm good. I have fun once again. Shout out to all my friends. Hope to be back next week. And I'm actually interested in that thing Mr. Marley got going on Sunday. So I think I might go out there and help represent.
Yeah, man. We definitely, man, bring all your people too. The best thing about it is the kids get to see something different. They get to remember something different, you know, as far as it's people coming around me saying they love me, wrapping their arms around me that never met me before. They never seen nothing like that in their life, and it will affect them.
That's what's up, man. Sir, man, Sir Quentin, man, what's going on? What y'all got going on, man, since you the head over there, man? What's going on at Bank Music, man?
Shit, pretty much, event-wise, we got New York, October 8th. You know what I'm saying? Support us. Go look us up on Bank Music, Bank Music Music Group, or Bank Music ENT. We got, we working on a little project with Marley over here. We got DE working on Killing the Game. And we just ain't letting up, you feel me? We got their head. So, you know, if you want to go find us, you know what I'm saying, go check us out at Bang Music ENT, man. We're posting all the events, beats, anything you need, man. You know what I'm saying? You can see we got people everywhere, man. So we just ain't letting up.
That's what's up, man. That's definitely what's up. And yeah, I don't know if people – I thought he was going to cover that dead end. I thought you was going to cover that. But the album been pushed back, right? It's no longer October 1st, right?
We got to push that back. We got too much going on right now, so we're going to push it back. But be looking out for it. It's going to drop. Believe that.
Okay. So, it's a couple people that listen that was kind of looking for that. So, it's a little wait, but, you know, we'll keep you updated, man. Everybody, man. Thanks, everybody, for coming on, man. Like I said, we'll be back here next Friday doing the same thing, different topic, different music. We also got another situation that we're going to talk about a little bit more. So, shout-outs to hiphopnd.com. We'll be doing a little. So, shout-out to my boy KB. You know, so we may be able to find us over there, too, doing a little different show, getting everything in order. We're gonna try to do something a little different over there than we're doing over here. Keep it interesting. That's something I'm just letting everybody else know too. So it's from me to y'all, man. We may have a different avenue and things we're gonna get together. So I'm gonna get to with KB. So shout out to everybody. We'll see y'all next week, man.
Already.
Peace out.
Bang, bang.